Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the seventh installment in Themes of the High Holiday Prayers. We're up to the section of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf titled Shofros, where we just reflect on the power and significance of the shofar through our past and, God willing, our future. It's just maybe is worthwhile for a moment to reflect on some of the messages of the shofar. Of course, we spend a lot of the Rosh Hashanah davening listening to the shofar blows. A few of the possible messages involved with the shofar is A, the idea of coronating God as our king. It was customary when a Jewish king was coronated that they would blow shofar for him. It's interesting, what about the shofar represents God being thought of as a king? The different possibilities. We know that each shofar set begins with a tekiah, just a straight long blow. There's a certain regal nature in that. That's one possibility. One could also argue that trua, which is the word used in the Torah for blowing the shofar, one of the words used for blowing the shofar, is very similar to the word ura, the similarity in the shoresh. Ura means to be aroused, to be inspired. And the point here is we're supposed to inspire ourselves to serve God properly, which really is coronating him as our king. Another significance is the fact that the shofar is supposed to sound like crying. Not the beginning and end sounds of those straight blows, but the middle parts, whether it be the shvarim, which is sort of more like a groaning cry, whether it be the trua, which is more of a panting type cry. It's supposed to sound like crying, and this is the concept of our reaching out to God, begging him, imploring him to have mercy on us. If you remember, we cited the Gemara the other day that the blowing of the shofar is supposed to represent a manner in which God will remember us positively. If you view the shofar as crying out to God, hopefully we'll be emotional about it and he'll tap into that emotion and judge us accordingly. We just spoke yesterday about the symbolism of Akedas Yitzchak, blowing the shofar. Again, we normally use the ram's horn in the blowing of the shofar. That is supposed to evoke memories of the ram that ultimately was used in Akedas Yitzchak. After Yitzchak, it was clarified that Yitzchak would not be slaughtered on the altar. The ram was slaughtered instead. These are all possible images and concepts that are evoked in the blowing of the shofar. The reason why we blow the shofar in the three sections of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros in the Chazon's repetition, and not just in the Shofro section, is because Shofar fits into these other concepts too. As we said, Shofar is connected to God being the king. Shofar is connected to how God judges us, which is Zichronos, and obviously Shofar is connected to Shofros. Just one thought to focus on in terms of the specific choice of imagery in the Shemona Esrei itself. There are references both to Har Sinai, the shofar blown at Har Sinai, and the shofar that will be blown at the ultimate redemption. And it's very interesting why it's true that these shofar blows happen in those times, but why is that a point that we're trying to evoke here on Rosh Hashanah when we're blowing the shofar? Let's just talk about the fact that we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and that hopefully arouses God's mercy. So the Maral has a very interesting concept when it comes to the shofar. And the Maral says that when you think about the shofar, the power of the shofar blow comes from one's breath. You can't see the breath. It just comes. It's hidden within us. And then we blow it out. And even when we blow it out, you can't see it. But once it's blown into the shofar, there's an effect because there's a sound that comes from it. And he says that the shofar as an instrument represents bringing that which is hidden out into the world. And that's what happened at Har Sinai when the Jewish people were given the Torah. The world didn't understand how the people of the world didn't understand how the world has always revolved around the Torah. And now that's being brought out into the open in the ultimate redemption when God comes to redeem the Jewish people. The people of the world would have never understood how God was always running the world, and now that's come out to the open. That's signified by the blowing of the shofar. And that is part of the significance of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We say to God, there's all this desire inside of us to serve you and to connect to you, and maybe we're not even that aware of it. And we blow the shofar, and that brings our inner self out to the open. And we hope that as God reflects on that inner desire to serve him, and we notice that inner desire, that indeed he decides to judge us with great compassion. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.